Tim Mayer joins us on a Tuesday morning. The city councilman checks in. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
You smell like barbecue. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, we had a nice time.
Very good.
Got to get together with old friends, so that's always important.
Good. Were you here in town enjoying the lovely weather, or did you travel abroad?
Partly in town and partly away.
See, that's what I like about you. You're a man of the people and a man about town, and around the nation. That's good. Yeah, that brings us perspective. Case back. Did you two get reacquainted?
I checked my passport at the desk and got back in town.
Oh, good. Yeah. Have you got caught up on your telegrams yet?
Yes, we did. By the way, Tim, you know the next big holiday is 4th of July.
That is right.
So is that going to be a three-day weekend?
4th of July? What are you talking about, 4th of July? There's Father's Day in between there.
Well, no, but vacation days.
Oh, vacation days. Well, that's what Tim's going to leave for the whole month of July anyhow. Isn't that when you take your budget hiatus?
Yes, towards actually the last 2 weeks in early August, we're on hiatus.
All right, but before that, you've got some work to do.
7:30 tomorrow night, Tim, a committee of the, what do you call it, committee of the whole?
Committee of the Whole, that's wherein the council sits down and discusses forthcoming legislation, and those meetings are chaired by council members in alphabetic rotation.
Okay.
So tomorrow night is Council Member Ruff's opportunity to chair the meeting, and we will be discussing Ordinance 1514, and this is being brought forward by our City Controller, Jeff Underwood, who is the treasurer of our Redevelopment Commission. And these will be changing the rules and operating procedures of the Redevelopment Commission to be a little more controlling of how those monies are distributed.
Is this something that is reacting to something, or is it just it's time to review everything?
I think it's both. It is something that's been in the works for a while, and it also is responding to some of the financial malpractice that we saw last year, and so this is trying to change that.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically what's happening in it is that in the past, before this legislation, if a project came forward to the Redevelopment Commission, they could basically say, you know, we will allocate this much money for the project, and away you go. And what this is doing is it is basically breaking down the project into its components. So, for example, if you're doing a trail project, which would involve a designer, an engineer, and then a fulfillment company, the company that's going to build it, in the past they could allocate the money blanketly and say, you know, go ahead, here's $50,000 for the project.
Right.
And let staff control that. So now what's happening is they will be looking at contracts for the designer, for the engineer, and for the fulfillment company, independent of each other. So,
we're talking with Tim Mayer, who's a member of the Bloomington City Council. We're talking about tomorrow night's City Council meeting, which is a Committee of the Whole meeting. Tim, you said something I found it kind of interesting. A Committee of the Whole is a preliminary to legislation kind of thing?
Well, the way the legislative process works is in a council meeting. At the end of that council meeting, there is a section called legislation for first reading, and that is the first opportunity for the public to publicly know that legislation is forthcoming. And so what happens is the council asks for the clerk, city clerk, to read that legislation into the record, and that is the first notification. That's followed by a committee of the whole, which we will be doing tomorrow night. And that is a public meeting wherein we just put that legislation up on the table, have a staff presentation, have questions from the city council, and then we ask the public for their input. So anybody who's interested in this ordinance that we're talking about this morning can come to the meeting tomorrow night at 7:30, share their views with the community. Then we come back to the council after the public's had an opportunity to speak. There may be more questions from council, but if not, then
what do you hope to hear from the public in this, Tim?
On this particular,
yeah.
Well, you know, it's
a little heavy lifting for the public, isn't it?
I would typify it as being technical and housekeeping, and so, you know, there may be somebody who's out there who's interested in it, but I think the important thing to note is that it's trying to get greater control over how our monies are being spent within the community. So that's the important part about it. But and it would be good to hear from the public come forward and talk about.
Well, there are two things happening here, Tim, the way I hear it. One, something happened, and now the city is reacting to that to provide legislation to keep things like that from happening in the future. Is that one part of what's going on?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, will the author... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I said, what's the second part?
Well, will the author of the legislation be there tomorrow to the point that as the discussion goes on, it can be fine-tuned? Is that the reason for a committee of the whole?
Well, yes, that is true. That is true, but it's also part of the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple answer. It's part of the legislative process, wherein you know we do that in the public realm, so that people understand what the legislation coming forward is all about.
Okay.
And getting council members' response to it. Now, I will also point out that we have had one public meeting on this in what is referred to as a council staff work session, which is a publicly advertised meeting, and it's typically held on a Friday afternoon at noon, and we've had a presentation from the city controller and the city attorney, chief counsel on the for the city, discussing this legislation. So you know, the council has already been briefed on it, but now we will do a further public briefing on it tomorrow night. And then once it gets past that meeting tomorrow night, which may include some changes, the council member may say, you know, I'm considering amending this to do this or that,
right,
or tighten the control or loosen the control, whatever that perspective might be. That would then come forward next week in the city, in the council meeting, when we actually have the opportunity to adopt the legislation.
Let me ask you this, Tim. When you have a piece of legislation like you're talking about now that's in reaction to something that happened, is there a tendency to go too far in one direction and over-regulate at that point? Or as you're doing this, do some council members say, you know, hey, I think another thing to do would be this, and it's a pretty good idea?
Well, I think the tendency may be wanting to overreact, but I don't see this legislation
okay. As
doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. But and I could understand why there would be a tendency to want to overreact.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Put the lid on.
That's right.
Well, mm-hmm. Add another padlock.
But you have to consider that. One of the things I think you have to consider is that, you know, these are projects in the public works realm,
right,
predominantly, and you want them to go forward in a timely fashion. You don't want them to be bogged down in legislative red tape, basically. So
where it slows the process down and nothing gets done?
That's right. And a good model to look at would be our city's utility services board, wherein the board hears all those projects coming forward, gives approval to staff once the staff has explained why the project is necessary. If there's a change order in that project, that comes back to the utility service board before.
I guess the simple question would be, what are you adding to it that's going to put this prevention on there? Is it just that simple, or is this an intricate plan that has been put in place so things can't slip through the cracks?
Well, I think it just gives greater oversight.
Okay.
Is what it's doing. It's basically looking at the project component by component as to looking at the project in the overall. So, and I think that's important because there's different constituencies that come to each project. You know, as we talked about, there's a design phase, there's an engineering phase, there's a build-out phase. And so, and those typically will all be different independent contractors. So this way you're taking a good hard look at each contractor as to what they're doing, when they're doing it, and why they're doing it. So,
Tim, does it typically get quiet this time of year, or because I know we already had Mike mention the budget's going to start heating up around the end of July or so, but what happens now up until the budget stuff? Do you get a lot of legislative kinds of things?
I'll correct you. The budget process will start sometime in mid-August.
Okay.
They go away, then come back.
Yeah, we go away. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think things slow down in the summer a little bit, typically, but this being an election year, they'll probably slow down even a little bit more.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what's on the agenda now after the Committee of the Whole? What happens at your next meeting?
Well, what happens at the next meeting is we will then look at this legislation and have the opportunity to pass it and put it into practice. What's forthcoming, I can't tell you at this point. I just don't know.
There's nothing big on the horizon.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, not at this point.
And sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah. Quiet's good.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so again, give us the times for tomorrow.
7:30 tomorrow evening in the council chambers. I suspect that if the public would like to come, they should come at 7:30 because we'll probably have a presentation, probably about 15-minute presentation, probably 10 minutes of questions, and then the public will be invited to speak. So, if you're not there by 8 o'clock, you'll probably miss your opportunity.
That's exactly right. Get there early. That's the better way to do things.
Yeah.
So Memorial Day was good. Are you race folks or non-race folks?
Tangentially interested.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Background noise. Put it on the radio.
See exactly.
Well, I mean, if you're going to listen to something, then there you go. You at least should be in touch with that. Hey, we appreciate your time as always. Next time we talk to you, believe it or not, it's going to be June.
Wow. I know.
Wow.
But I like May. I don't want May to go away just yet.
No, I know, and we've had a pretty good one.
Yeah, we have.
There's a lot that happens in Bloomington in June, too.
Well, there's plenty. We'll get a taste of Bloomington, Arts Fair on the Square. Heck, there's about 50 other things I'm forgetting.
That's sorry. Right.
Don't worry. We'll get it all covered. We'll get caught up with Tim. Next Tuesday, we'll get caught up with Deputy Mayor Adam Wason on Thursday. We'll have it all covered for you. Did you hit the pools this weekend, Tim?
No, did not.
Me neither. I'm gonna let him warm up a little bit. I don't. I don't want that shock. That's not. That's not be fun. Hey, we appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good talking to you.